So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So I recently did a video on fasting, and I think I created more confusions than understandings about fasting. So I wanted to clarify this one very specific point. And this relates to people that are nervous about attempting to do fasting or intermittent fasting because they have this idea, I'm gonna lose my energy. It's like starving. I'm gonna have low blood sugars. I'm gonna crave everything. I'm gonna be tired. I'm gonna be irritable. But let me just explain something. Skipping breakfast only works if you're on keto. And that is the key thing that I failed to mention in that video, because it's the carbohydrates that prevent fat burning. So if you're doing intermittent fasting or fasting and you're doing carbohydrates, what's gonna happen? You're not gonna be able to tap into the fat. So you're gonna wake up in the morning, guess what? You're gonna be hungry. And if you try not to eat, you're gonna be more hungry. Why? Because you're running off your blood sugars and you don't have a lot of storage. And so you're gonna tap it out, and then you're gonna start feeling symptoms. So you're gonna be ravenously hungry, maybe late morning, and you're gonna eat something, right? Of course, if this is not keto, if it involves carbohydrates, like some of these little protein snack bars with hidden sugars, and then what's gonna happen, you're gonna feel better, but then an hour later, you're gonna be hungry again. So you'll have lunch. And if you're having carbs there, and then maybe have a little snack here, maybe fruit, and then dinner, maybe some carbs here. You're gonna want a snack here. You're gonna wake up wanting carbs, okay? So the secret is combining intermittent fasting with keto, low carb. Your breakfast is the most unimportant meal of the day if you're doing keto, because what's gonna happen, you wake up, you're running on your fat because you went low carb. So yes, you are not eating, but you are eating your own fat. So that will allow you to go past the time you'd normally eat and keep going, because you've actually all night long, you're burning fat, and now you wake up and you wanna ride the wave as long as you can, okay? You're not hungry, keep going, keep going, keep going, and then you have your lunch. Key is do not have the carb. Okay, you can do vegetable carbohydrates, but don't do the carb, because that way you'll stay in fat burning. Go a little longer, guess what? You're not gonna be hungry for the snack like you were before. So you can go longer, have your dinner, no carbs. Guess what? You're not gonna be as hungry for that snack. Now you go to bed, come all the way here, and now you're burning fat and everything is gonna work because you're doing keto. And one last point, if you're not doing keto, you're gonna really desire a breakfast. If you are gonna do a breakfast, make sure that it's a protein breakfast. I originally started telling people that your breakfast was the most important thing. Why? Because I had severe blood sugar problems, all of these symptoms. I didn't know it at the time. And of course I was doing carbs, okay? And definitely fruit and all sorts of so-called healthy things, but they were eaten as snacks, okay? I would wake up extremely hungry. And of course, I didn't just do protein. I did some protein with some carbs, maybe some cereal, like a muffin, something like that, that has extra sugar in it. And then that just set the whole thing up for craving late at night. But when I actually finally got rid of the sugar and the carbs and added a protein breakfast, I felt really, really good because I was stabilizing my blood sugars. The problem is I was also doing these snacks, which is a big mistake. So when I cut out the snacks, I was really able to go longer without this breakfast, and that allowed me to do fasting and start getting into fat burning to the point where I only do two meals a day. So it's not scary. You just have to do it with keto And that is the secret. All right. So if you want more information, there's a link down below of the specifics on what to eat. Thanks for watching. So if you want more knowledge on how to create a healthy body, subscribe now and get daily notifications. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.